Here 78 on 78, News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
Photo Show International, the nation's largest public photo exposition, returns to Chicago. Just picture this, the biggest photo gallery in the country. Demonstrations of more than 100 major photo brands by factory-trained experts. 4 free theaters, continuous lectures, films, and multi-screen presentations, including the Hollywood Showcase Theater, featuring a Bogart and Selznick retrospective. See a unique display of holograms by Holographic Arts of Chicago. Bring your still and movie cameras to photograph live models. Focus on the photo show's fabulous lookalikes. And on Saturday and Sunday, Farwell the Clown and Company have a free still and movie camera checkup. It's at the Expo Center, across Orleans from the Merchandise Mart, to April 16th, Saturday noon to 9 and Sunday noon to 6. Admission $350, $250 with the coupon from your photo dealer. Children under 11 free when accompanied by an adult.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. There's an old jingle that goes, "The rain it raineth on the just and also on the unjust fella." But chiefly on the just, because the unjust steals the just's umbrella. Which is another way of saying that honesty doesn't seem to be the best policy. The dishonest are so fiendishly smart about figuring out how to turn a dollar without the tedium of hard work. Well, sometimes.
Back off, driver! Don't you see the light at the corner?
Duke, don't lose your temper. Remember what happened last time?
Ah, stupid cabbies think they own the street. I ought to hand them his head.
Duke, cool it. You want to end up in the slammer again?
Okay, Penny, you're right. This is no time to take chances.
Mystery drama, Chapter of Errors, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars Court Benson and Bryna Rayburn. It is sponsored in part by ARM, Allergy Relief Medicine, and True Value Hardware Stores. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Now, if you order a new midsize two-door or four-door Buick Century Custom with an available 3.8-liter V6 engine, chrome-plated wheels, 5545 seats, AM-FM radio, sport mirrors, electric digital clock, and an exterior molding package, we'll add power steering and power brakes at no extra charge. It's the deal of the century. Buick Century models are equipped with GM-built engines supplied by various divisions. See your Buick dealer for details.
A little dying, a little magic.
Last night, you went to sleep in your own bed. You woke up in hay fever country.
Don't give up. Arm yourself with ARM.
ARM Allergy Relief Medicine delivers full antihistamine relief for dripping, itching, and sneezing, plus a decongestant for freer breathing, clearer sinuses, more total relief. Arm yourself with ARM.
ARM.
Take ARM when needed, only as directed.
Hey, have you heard?
Heard what?
They're coming.
What is? What is? What is?
38 truckloads of new Plymouth Horizons are on their way to your Chicagoland and Northern Indiana Chrysler Plymouth dealers. Tomorrow, April 15th, your new horizon begins. Plymouth Horizon has been named Motor Trends Car of the Year, a new kind of car, Chicagoland. You ask for them, and your Chicagoland and Northern Indiana Chrysler Plymouth dealers are bringing them into you. Direct from the factory, the convoy of 38 trucks left at 2 p.m. this very afternoon. They'll be here tomorrow. You can have immediate delivery, immediate selection, no waiting. Imagine 38 truckloads of new Plymouth Horizons heading towards Chicagoland. You can feel the excitement in the air. The anticipation is almost over. Come into your Chicagoland and Northern Indiana Chrysler Plymouth dealers and test drive a new Plymouth Horizon. Discover for yourself what all Chicagoland has been waiting for, the new Plymouth Horizon.
Hey, have you heard?
Heard what?
It's the dawn of a new horizon.
The time. time-honored picture of the artist is a bearded, emaciated figure in paint-smeared clothes, freezing, half-starved in some cheerless attic. I suppose his lot hasn't changed much today, which is not to say that fine art doesn't provide a great many with an excellent living. The art dealer, for example. Very few dealers starve to death. Then there are those art fanciers on the wrong side of the law whose occupation can be even more rewarding.
Pull over to the curb and stop a minute, Tuggy.
Sure, Professor. Well, I can't park here. You get a ticket.
Oh, that would never do. We must at all costs remain on the right side of the law.
Well, I could park around a corner.
No. I don't want to park more than a second. I just wish to take a quick glance at Rich's window.
You gonna get out in all this rain?
Dear me, no. I can see enough if I roll down the window. Yes, just as I thought. Same old display. Man has abominable taste. Still, he commands a respectable price.
Like, how much would a picture like that cost?
That? Oh, between 4,000 and 6,000, perhaps.
No kidding. Looks like one of those things a kid does with his finger, you know?
They do better in kindergarten.
I like some of them others, though.
Trash. And what isn't trash? Cheap copies. Nothing there for us. Drive on, Auggie.
Yes, sir, Professor. Where to now?
Well, we've covered most of the main galleries. Take the next left. We'll have a peek at Pinochet's before we call it a day.
Too bad we can't find a boat. Good weather for it.
Unfortunately, there aren't many people around. Pull up here. That's Pinochet's window. Yes, it's interesting. Very interesting. I'll give you the umbrella.
Yes, sir.
The signs are propitious.
What'd you say?
We may have found the hit. Now, let's have a closer look. Oh, you do have the phony license plates on the car?
Sure.
Just in case. Now, let me see.
Well, there's nothing here.
Quiet, ignoramus. I don't know what you're looking at.
More junky paintings.
Magnificent. Quite magnificent. Where did he dig them up, I wonder? Two Picasso colored prints very early. About 100 big ones, easy.
100,000 grand? What are we waiting for?
Augie, there's still someone in the store. We shall have to possess our souls and patience until after the witching hour.
Professor, please, talk English, will you?
We'll heist them after midnight, Augie.
Hello, Pinochet Gallery.
Hello, chérie. C'est Gustave ici. Are you all right?
Oh, but of course.
Well, I was worried. I called home as soon as the plane landed, but you were not there.
Oh, and I was worried, too. You are so late.
What could I do? I only ride in the plane. I don't fly. What are you doing in the gallery so late?
Oh, I have been preparing a surprise for you. Are you coming here?
Oh, no. I'm too tired. I'll go straight home.
Oh.
Well, is it important that I come there?
Oh, no. It does not matter. I will hurry home, too, and tell you about it then.
Take a cab. Don't go out in this rain. And don't forget to turn on the burglar alarm before you leave.
I won't. Au revoir, chérie.
A bientôt.
Too bad, Gustave. I wanted you to see how well the window looked. But tomorrow is another day. It will still be there.
I tell you, ma minette, tonight I am weary to the bone.
Oh, I think you are depressed, no?
Jet lag, maybe. I really don't like to fly.
Oh, I think you are just disappointed because you did not find a new artist.
Madrid, London, Rome, even beloved Paris. There is no new talent.
Oh.
I think they've forgotten how to paint. And the last of the great ones are dead.
And I wouldn't mind if business went so bad. I need a new discovery to wake up the gallery.
I know we do not have much money.
Because I'm not a good businessman. Well, let's get to sleep. Oh, I forgot. What was the surprise you had for me?
Oh, it can wait for tomorrow.
No. You must tell me tonight.
Well, this morning, Mrs. Leslie Carlyle came by the gallery.
What did she want?
She has decided to sell her Picasso color prints.
Eh bien, that is good news. And a good commission.
Oh, more than that. It is good, what do you say? Oh, public relations.
Hey.
Publicity for the gallery. Make the competitors sit up and take notice.
Once they hear of it.
Oh, they will know by first thing in the morning.
How?
Who else has two Picassos in the window?
You put them there?
Oh, chérie, I changed the whole window. Wait till you see it. It is beautiful, the way they are displayed.
I would like to have seen it right away. Why didn't you tell me?
Oh, you were tired, Gustave, and it can wait. So much more pleasure for the morning.
Picasso. Ah, yes. What did you insure them for?
Insure? Well, Mrs. Carlyle must have insurance on them.
Not when they hang in our window. Jeanne, I have to get up.
What for?
They should be in the vault if they are not insured.
Oh, they are safe in the window.
Well, how can you say that?
Oh, because, mon fou, no one could steal them. They are too well known to sell. And besides, we are protected by an alarm system. Oh, go to sleep, Gustave.
I don't know. I'm worried now.
It is raining very hard, and it is cold. I will not have you going out in this weather. There's no need. All the things you worry about, Gustave, they never happen.
Okay, babies. Jump to Papa. Well, I hear by the alarm bell you were successful, Augie. Hand me those quickly before they get any water damage.
Here, Professor. Now, we better get out of here.
Yes, a most felicitous idea. Home, James, and don't spare the horses.
What are you talking, Professor? I'm Augie, and what's with the horses?
All figures speech, my dear boy. As for the other, what's in the name?
Hey, Professor, you all right?
Never felt better. Never had more. Come on, Augie, let's haul tail out of here and fast.
Hello?
This is Detective Sergeant Gomez, Safe and Loft Squad. Mr. Pinochet Gallery's there?
Why, yes, he is, but he's asleep, Sergeant.
I guess you better waken him, ma'am.
What is wrong?
Well, I'm here at the gallery now, and there's been a robbery. I think he might want to get down here and figure out what's missing.
Oh, but where did they break in?
They didn't get into the store, best as we can tell. Just slung a brick through the window and cleaned out whatever was in there.
Oh. Which window?
The one on Walnut Street.
Oh, no. I'll tell my husband, Sergeant. He'll get there as fast as he can.
You tell me what, Sherry?
Oh, Gustave. Someone has stolen the Picassos.
What Picassos? We have no... the prince? Mrs. Carlyle's prince?
Oh, too small, chérie.
Too small? You realize what this means? If those Picassos are gone, with no insurance, Pinochet Gallery must make good. And where will I find $100,000? We'll be bankrupt.
Look at them, Augie. Magnificent, are they not? And hanging on my wall.
What's our payoff going to be?
I'm afraid we shall have to settle for what the traffic will bear.
How much?
Somewhere around the dealer's fee, I should imagine.
Makes it seem so much more legitimate somehow.
When do we collect?
Augie, haste makes waste. Let us bask in the glorious heat of genius. At least until things cool down.
But how long do we have to wait?
But how long do I have to wait, Sergeant?
Till whoever heisted the prince feels the heat's off.
But can't we do something about it in the meantime?
Well, we'll work on it, but there isn't much to go on. I mean, the job was done 3:13 a.m., and we got there within 10 minutes. But guys like that, they're in, they're out. You know what kind of a night it was. Right then it was coming down in buckets, so dollars to donuts, there wasn't a soul in the streets. It's a business district-like. Of course, we'll check out the few apartments overlooked there, but that's going to take time.
And meanwhile, we just sit and wait?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do, Gustav?
Well, one thing I am not going to do is sit and wait.
What else? Perhaps Mrs. Carlyle will do...
Mrs. Carlyle has been a good customer, but she is an old penny pincher with all the loving kindness of a barracuda. When she finds out, she'll want her piece of flesh.
I am desolate, mon chéri, that I should have done this to you.
Be of good heart. All is not yet lost.
But it is. We are bankrupt.
Not quite. Perhaps we can salvage something yet.
How?
They know where the window is, or was. Once the glass is replaced, I shall put a sign there.
What kind of sign?
A nice, polite little sign that asks whoever it was who took the prince if they don't please return them.
And you actually think this person or persons will?
For a price. Regrettable as it may be, but everyone has a price.
Oh, how much?
Voyons, that's a matter of negotiation. First, we must make the contact. Then... the contract.
Our professor has an interesting way of making a living. He kidnaps fine art pieces, much more tractable than human beings. When he returns them, in his own good time, after any hue and cry has died down, their owners are glad to pay a reasonable sum for recovery, since it's not from their pockets, but the insurance company's. But the first hitch in this caper is about to show up. I shall return shortly with Act Two.
A lawnmower is one of the biggest investments you'll make in lawn and garden equipment. So choose one that'll last. Hi, Pat Summerall to suggest you see True Value Hardware Store's exclusive selection of quality-built Lawn Chief and Service mowers. You'll find a 19 or 20-inch rotary mower for small and average-sized lawns, a deluxe self-propelled rear bagger that mows easily in narrow places, and a new mulching mower that eliminates bagging and raking. These Lawn Chief and Service mowers from True Value Hardware Stores are manufactured to exacting standards to give you a good quality product for your money. And all are designed with many important safety features. When you're ready to invest in a new lawnmower, see the complete selection of Service and Lawn Chief mowers priced from as low as $79.99 exclusively at participating True Value hardware stores. And remember, True Value is more than just a name. It's always been their way of doing business. And don't forget to tell them that Pat Summerall sent you.
Decisions, decisions, decisions. That's what you'll have to make when you deposit your savings at any of the six convenient locations of Northwest Federal Savings. They'll be pleasant decisions, too. You see, we're making an offer. If you deposit $250 or more, you can get one of 23 great brand name gifts free or for a specially reduced price. So, will it be something for Dad, something for Mom, or something for the entire family? Will it be the West Bend 10-cup coffee maker or the Easy Rider AM-FM portable radio? Will it be the weed-eater lawn trimmer or the Sunbeam vacuum broom?
Well, those are only four of the 23 super gifts that you can choose from. And don't worry, you'll have plenty of time to make that decision. We're open 63 hours a week. So when it comes to convenience, that's one decision you won't have to make.
It's Northwest Federal Savings Time, 63 hours a week.
Is another of those stories reinforcing the old adage that truth is stranger than fiction. Another bizarre happening from real life that I cull from the newspapers. The first hitch in the case of Gustave Pinochet is that he has no insurance. Therefore, time becomes of the essence.
So, Jean, my little sign, what do you think?
If the person or persons who have borrowed the two Picassos from this window will return them to me, they will be well rewarded for their trouble. $5,000 will be paid, no questions asked. For any further information, please phone me at my home number, 555-4477, or at these premises, 555-4300. G. Pinochet. Very nice. Mm. Now, you put it in the window.
Of course. There. Voila.
Do you really think someone who broke in here is going to come walking past that window?
Why not? It's a very busy street.
But why would he risk it?
Don't you know what they say? A criminal cannot resist coming back to the scene of the crime. You see? People are stopping already.
What good does it do if they are not the ones?
Well, how can it be a bad thing? Something piquant, eh? They stop, they read, they say, ah, so this is Pinochet's gallery, where the pictures are so desirable, people steal them. Then they say, let's go in and see this place. Then, while they're here, we are charming, we tell the story, we walk around with them. Who knows? Some listen and walk away, but some stay to buy.
I hope this public we are going to attract are all not like those two.
Where?
Hey, reading your sign.
Hippies. I don't want to know them.
Oh, nor me either. But I would like to know what they are saying. Oh, I wish I could hear as easily as I can see through the glass. Duke, let's move.
Cool it, Penny. Look at this here.
Look at what?
The notice stuck in the window here.
Huh? Oh, if the person or persons in the 4477 or these premises, 555-4300 G. Pinochet. $5,000? Well, what's a Picasso?
He's a famous painter. He hauls in a lot of bread for his pictures.
Yeah? How much?
Well, I don't know. 10, 15,000, like that. Maybe even more.
For one picture?
Yeah.
No wonder this guy don't mind putting out to get them back if somebody hooked them.
Sure would be an easy way to pick up a stake. $5,000. Just for turning in a couple of pictures.
Well, what's the use thinking on it? We ain't got them.
No. But supposing he thought we had.
What do you mean?
Hey, you got a good memory. Remember those phone numbers.
Yeah, I got a pencil. I could write them down.
No. Just fix them in your head and let's move.
What are you cooking up?
Just keep walking. I'll clue you in. Come on, let's cross the street and get around the corner.
Back off, jockey. Don't you see the light on the corner?
Put a lid on it, Duke. Don't lose your temper. Remember what happened last time?
Okay, Pennies. Them lousy hackies think they own the street.
You're supposed to cross at the corner.
I ought to hand him his head.
Oh, please, Duke. Cool it. You want to end up in the slammer again?
You're right. No time to take chances. Come on. I got a phone call to make.
Why not just a phone call, Professor?
No. These things must be handled with finesse, Soggy. Besides, the money isn't enough.
Well, couldn't you hassle that on a phone?
And give the police enough time to trace the call? No, thank you.
Still and all, Professor, $5,000?
We are not that desperate. Furthermore, it's a matter of professional pride to take less than $20,000 for these excusant prince would be demeaning. That should do it.
You want an envelope?
No. Fingerprints, please. Handle carefully with gloves.
You think I got a stamp?
Dear me, no. This is much too precious to be entrusted to the post office. You are going to deliver it by hand.
Hey, what you say in it, boss?
What I said is far less important than what Mr. Pinochet will have to say in reply.
You'll hear. That's... Hold it.
Hello? Pinochet Gallery?
I want to speak to Mr. Gustave Pinochet.
Gustave Pinochet, yes. This is he.
Listen, Gus, and listen good. I got to talk fast. Now, you're in the market for some merchandise that I happen to pick up.
Yes?
Now, I'll do the talking. You offered 5 G's.
Well, now, that depends.
5 G's are no deal. You wouldn't have one at all, except I gotta have a fast turnover. Now, you want them pictures back or not?
Well, of course, but...
Now, just listen. Like I said, you get the 5 G's and 10s and 20s, and you be at the park at 10 o'clock tonight. You know the entrance by the carousel?
But of course.
Okay, now you come in that way, you walk by the carousel till you get to the fork in the road. You know, like where the right side goes up the hill and the left part takes you down by the lake?
Yes, I know where you mean.
Yeah, so far, so good, man. Now, you're coming on just the way I like it. So, you walk around by the summer house, you know?
You have not lost me yet.
So, after you pass the summer house, start counting the benches. Number 9, numero 9, that's where you stop and sit, right under the lamp.
Yes, and then what?
Well, then you wait till there's nobody else around. Then when I figure the time is right, we make the switch.
The switch?
You got it. The pictures for $5,000.
Well, how do I know you have the pictures?
You'll see them. Like, how do I know you'll have the money? You'll show it to me, okay? Are we on?
There are a few questions I would like to ask.
No. You keep me hanging on the phone while you try and trace the call.
I'm not doing any such thing.
All right, then what about the cops?
There are no policemen here.
You mean you didn't report the heist to the police?
Of course I did. But they are too busy to spare any men to watch me all the time.
Now, you better keep them out of it. You try and double-cross me, you'll never see the pictures again. Dig?
Yes. Please, mister, whoever you are, don't harm them. Not only for my sake, but...
You just get over to the park on time tonight. 10 o'clock. Got it?
Oh, you really come on strong, you know what I mean?
I had him eating out of my hand, Penny.
You think he'll really bring the dough?
Like, I know my name is Duke. It was a breeze. Hey, I should have laid into him for more.
Oh, what's the sense getting greedy? $5,000, that's a fortune. But what about the cops? How do we know they're not in on it?
Yeah, that's what you and me have got to make sure. I'm going to be in the park by 9 and scout that area. You pick him up at the entrance and make sure he ain't followed.
I don't know if I'd know him.
Well, sure you do. That must have been him, that little fat character we seen through the window.
I didn't look at him real good.
So, we'll go back for another gander. What's that?
Just some guy waiting to make a phone call. He wants to get in.
Okay. Don't have to tear the booth down. I ought to jam it.
Please, Duke, your temper. We got bigger fish to fry, huh?
Okay, Penny, I'll cool it. Sorry to hold you up, fella. Lois Lane here was just helping me get out of my Superman costume.
Who was that on the phone?
Lady Luck. Someone who is willing to return the Picassos and for a price.
Oh, how? Where? When?
Tonight. 10 o'clock. All I have to do is to take the money to... Ah! The money. I have to get to the bank before it closes.
But, chérie, wait a moment.
No time. I'll tell you all about it when I get back. I'm sorry, sir.
That's okay. You Mr. Pinochet?
Yes. But I can't stop now. I've got to make the bank. Oh, no, excuse me. Jeanne?
Yes, Gustave?
You can take the sun out of the window now. I'm sure Mrs. Pinochet can help you. But I must go this minute.
Doggy. That's right, Professor. In such a hurry, he nearly knocked me down.
He left for the bank?
Yeah.
And he told his wife to take the sign out of the window.
Yeah, that's why I figured...
That someone is horning in on our act. Some crook who can't deliver.
That's the way I read it.
Well, he's not going to get away with it.
Now you're talking.
Hoggy, I want you to stick by Pinochet like glue. Don't lose him.
I won't, Professor.
Don't let anything happen to him. This is our caper. We set up the mark. I don't want anyone queering our pitch.
Yeah, sure, boy, sure. But, what about cops?
That's another story. Let's just keep our fingers crossed he hasn't brought them in.
Why did you have to call the police, Jean?
I did not want to take any chances with you, Gustave.
And I don't want to take any chances with the Picassos. This boy is very nervous who has called me. He said no police. If he suspects we... When he may take to his heels, I'll never see the prince again.
He won't suspect, Mr. Pinochet. I can promise you he won't even know we're there.
Better you shouldn't be.
Mr. Pinochet, let me ask you something. How do you know this boy, as you call him? How do you know he has your picture, supposing he doesn't?
No pictures, no money.
Well, let's say he doesn't buy that, but this is just a holdup. Supposing he's armed with a gun or a knife. Don't you think we might come in handy then?
You are right, yes. But please, don't let him see you.
Don't you worry. Like I said, none of you will know we're there. Till we're needed.
Alone?
I think so.
Oh, you better hope so. Okay, trail along in case I need some help.
Duke, don't hurt him.
What would I want to hurt him for?
You know, you get excited.
Ah, button up. You just get yourself over here. Okay. Come on, sucker, move it. Where are you? That's better. Come on, baby. Come to Papa. Okay, Dad. Just no quick moves. You got the dough?
Is this the young man I spoke to on the phone?
Yeah. Where's the cash?
Where are the pictures?
Forget them, old man. This is a straight holdup. Now give me the cash.
Not without my Picassos.
Hey, Daddy-o, you know what I'm holding on you? A knife. And don't think I won't use it.
I'm not afraid of you.
Well, you better be, man. Just freeze.
No, Duke, not the knife.
You button up. You, the dough.
You'll have to come and get it.
Oh, that's just what I'm going to do. You asked for this.
No.
Get out of the way. Okay, Dad.
A shot in the dark that found its mark. But from whose gun? And what mark? Not from Duke. He carries only a knife. From the weapon that the professor's gunsel Augie carries? Or perhaps from the police? But more important than where the bullet came from is who stopped it. We'll discover that shortly when I return with Act 3. Maybe you've got a neighbor who just bought a new Electra, and he's gotten so smug and self-satisfied lately, you can't stand it. Well, look at it this way. If you had just gotten a car with all the luxury and prestige of Electra, and a trim European-like design that makes it easier than you might imagine to park and maneuver in city traffic, wouldn't you be a little insufferable for a while? We thought so. The new Electra, at your Buick dealers now. A little dying, a little magic,
a little dying, a little... I'm chewing gum again. Big deal? It is to me. I had to give up gum because it stuck to my dental work. But with Free Dent Gum from Wrigley's, I can enjoy chewing gum again. It doesn't stick. Fact is, until I found Free Dent, I'd forgotten how fresh and clean my mouth and breath could feel anytime. Free Dent in peppermint and spearmint. You'll like it.
Feel free to chew Free Dent.
It won't stick to most dental work.
Free Dent Gum.
Photo Show International, the nation's largest public photo exposition, returns to Chicago. Just picture this, the biggest photo gallery in the country. Demonstrations of over 100 major photo brands by factory-trained experts. 4 free theaters. Continuous lectures, films, and multi-screen presentations, including the Hollywood Showcase Theater featuring a Bogart and Selznick retrospective. See a unique display of holograms by Holographic Arts of Chicago. Bring your still and movie cameras to photograph live models. Focus on the photo show's fabulous lookalikes, and on Saturday and Sunday, Farwell the Clown and Company have a free still and movie camera checkup. It's at the Expo Center across Orleans from the Merchandise Mart through April 16th, Saturday noon to 9 and Sunday noon to 6. Admission is $3.50 or $2.50 with a coupon from your photo dealer. Children under 11, free when accompanied by an adult. This is WBBM Chicago.
It's the boy, Duke, who lies on the ground. Penny kneels beside him, her face chalk white, her eyes wide with terror. Gustave Pinochet, his hair tousled, one lapel of his jacket torn, clings numbly to the bag with the money in it. Above them, on the bank, at the edge of the circle of light from the overhead street lamp, the bushes still wave slightly in the wake of Augie's flight from the blare of police sirens as 2 patrol cars come hurtling out of the night.
Pinochet, you all right?
Yes, I'm all right. The boy, he someone shot him.
Vic, Prentice, check the boy and radio in for an ambulance. Where'd the shot come from?
I don't know. At that direction, I think.
All right, Porter, take the rest of the men and check out this whole area.
It wasn't you who shot the boy?
So you can bet it was no cop. We don't shoot till we're fired on. Besides, we weren't here.
What happened to you?
Well, believe it or not, we got held up in traffic.
I said I didn't need you.
Oh, sure. You did real fine without us, didn't you? Everything went just right.
Well, of course not. The boy was an imposter. He never had the prince.
What did you expect?
Excuse me?
Why do you put a dopey ad like that in your window? You're just asking you to get taken for a sucker. You're lucky you didn't lose your dough and your life.
I was not afraid of this boy. You listened to his voice, you could tell he was a lot more scared than I was.
Yeah, that's just when these young punks are most dangerous. He'd have carved you up without batting an eye for holding out on him if it hadn't been for your unknown friend.
The man who shot him. Have you any idea who...
No. Looks like he got away clean. Oh, maybe the girl can give us some idea when she comes out of shock, but I wouldn't count on it.
Well, what do we do now?
Get the kid to a hospital, get you home, and wait till the real guy contacts you.
You think he still will?
Yes, I do. Better than that, I have a fat hunch it'll be real soon.
Why?
Because there's only one person I figure took the kid out. The guy who really has your Picassos. He just didn't want anyone else picking off his private pigeon. Only... do me a favor, Mr. Pinochet.
What's that?
This time, let us in on it from the beginning. Give us time to set up a foolproof stakeout.
Augie, what did you have to shoot him for?
He was taking our mark for $5,000, money out of our pocket.
You still didn't have to hit him.
I didn't mean to. The way things was, I could smell copper on the way. Professor, it's lucky I took him off soon as I did. I just slipped him.
You sure no one saw you?
Yeah, I'm clean.
No sign of police.
I didn't stick around long enough to find out.
I wonder if he did either. Obviously, he didn't have a deal with the cops.
It figures.
Which also figures we don't have the luxury of time. We're going to have to move fast.
Like how?
Like the way things have gone. First, we have to authenticate ourselves. Once burned, twice shy. And we have to move fast before Mr. Pinochet yells for the police. I think I shall go to the nearest coin booth and make a call.
Hello?
Monsieur Pinochet?
Yes?
I I have in my possession two exquisite colored Picasso prints of inestimable value. To return them to you, I must reluctantly put a price on them. A fair price, a fraction of their value. The price is $20,000.
How do I know you have them?
Well, that's a reasonable question. You will have authentication in your hands before tomorrow morning.
And if I do, what then?
Monsieur Pinochet, I'm going to speak to you frankly. So far, you seem to have been a most astute man and stayed away from the police. Fortunately, I have my own proof of that.
Was it you who fired and hit that silly boy?
No, and I will not amplify that. But I see you as a sensible man. Can I be assured that the police will not be part of any future arrangements?
You seem to know about the first arrangement. If they were not part of that, why should they be part of this?
Ah, why, indeed. Then let us make the final arrangements. By tomorrow morning, you will have proof positive that I have what you want. With that proof, you will have your instructions. If you meet them to the letter, there will be no problem.
What are the instructions?
You will have them. And when you do, I urge you, so there are no more accidents, follow them to the letter.
Eh bien, chérie, wait here till I turn off the alarm.
Gustave.
Yes, ma belle.
There is an envelope here, pushed under the door.
Moment. There, the alarm is off. All right, let me see. You can close the door.
What is it, Gustave?
It's from them.
Who?
The ones who stole the prince.
Oh, how can you be sure?
Here. Huh? Two instant photographs of them. And also the name plaques from the frames. Yes. No doubt this time.
But what do they want?
$20,000. Delivery tonight, as they describe here, and no police.
Oh, what are you going to do?
Call in the police.
After what happened last time?
I'm going to tell you something. We have a very lucky thing. We are one up on the thieves. They think we are not in touch with the police.
But we are. Why don't they...
Because this first time the police were late. This accident was made by God, it seems, and we must take advantage of it. Premièrement, there is a sign to be made for the window.
Oh, not again. Look at all the trouble the last one caused.
But not this one.
Well, what must it say?
Very simple. Convinced, advise on safe delivery. Let's get it into the window right away. Hello?
Monsieur Pinochet?
Yes?
You can guess who I am, so listen carefully. Do you have the money?
Yes, as you requested. The largest bills are $100. No sequence in the numbers.
In his shopping bag?
Yes.
No markings?
Plain brown paper.
Then listen carefully. Go to Farley Plaza by the waterfall. 11 o'clock tonight. Sit on the bench furthest to the west. Put the bag between your feet and wait for a man with a beret and a red scarf. The exchange will be made.
Observe, it's raining. I wouldn't want any damage.
The artwork will be protected by plastic. You need have no doubt of our good faith. I hope we have your word. No police.
There were no police before.
Good. We have a date. 11 o'clock tonight.
You can hang up too, Mr. Pinochet.
Could you have traced him?
I doubt it, but it doesn't matter. You go through with this, we'll have him sewed up tonight.
Like about that time, boss. Want to travel?
What time is it, Huggy?
10:30. Gives us enough edge to make sure we can make the drop.
That would be on the other side of town.
Where else?
Well, there is a last-minute switch in plans. Yes, a little closer to home. get me that pigeon of ours on the phone?
Sure. Why the switch, Professor?
Oh, just a precaution. In our business, who trusts whom?
So we're all set, Mr. Pinochet.
Yes, Sergeant.
You know what you have to do.
Yes, I have the money in the bag. Keep the rendezvous, and then I wait.
But you have nothing to worry about.
But supposing these criminals find out that it is, what do you call it, a gambler's role my husband is carrying?
Where would you want him to risk $20,000?
Where my husband's life is concerned, it would be a small price.
Jeanne, my sweet, trust the sergeant. There's no danger. And a criminal should be apprehended.
Eh bien, all right. I only wish you did not have to go.
And if they don't see me, there's no way it can work.
Okay. Now, we're going to clear out so there's no sign of us around. But we're going to be covering that drop like a tent. You get there, Mr. Pinochet. We're all home free.
Yes?
Mr. Pinochet.
Yes?
There is a change in plans. You want your Picassos? Be at the corner of Stanhope and Chalmers within 10 minutes.
But I don't know if
you
I can make...
You had better, Mr. Pinochet. If you are not there, you may never see them again. Don't stop for anything. Just get there.
Please, whoever you are, please.
What is it, Gustav?
My coat. Quickly, I have no time to talk.
Well, here is your coat. What?
Change of plan. I must hurry on. The pictures will be gone forever.
But what about the sergeant?
It's too late to let him know.
But you cannot go without his protection.
Give me the brown bag.
No, Gustav. I won't let you risk it.
I won't allow you not to let me.
But if they find out that all the money is not there...
I will explain. I will make other arrangements. Jeanne, I must go.
They could take what money you have and also your life.
If I do not get those pictures back... I have no life left.
Monsieur Pinochet.
Yes? You have my pictures?
Right here. You have the money?
Here, in the brown bag.
Get in.
No, I...
Don't you want to check the Picassos?
Yes,
I would like to check the money. Get in.
Why can't we just make the exchange?
Okay.
It's a gun.
Oh,
move.
Let's get away from here fast.
There's something I have to explain, whoever you are.
There will be plenty of time for that when we get to where we're going. You seem nervous. Monsieur Pinochet, this wouldn't be some kind of a double cross, would it?
No, not exactly. You
have put us to a good deal of difficulty in this, sir. I wouldn't want anything else to go wrong. If it did, I...
Patrol car! Road
block. It is a double cross! Turn! Go back!
There's no chance! Two police cars behind us! We're trapped!
All right, you're locked in. Cut the engine and come out with your hands over your heads. This is Sergeant Gomez, City Police. Do not harm your passenger or the pictures. You are boxed in.
But how did you get there, Sergeant?
Well, Mr. Pinochet, once burned, twice shy, huh? After that first goof of mine, I was sticking closer to you than your own shadow. I let the boys stake out the first drop while I stuck to you from the moment you left the house.
I don't know how to thank you.
I'm just doing my job. But just for kicks, can I have a look at what $100,000 worth of art looks like?
Oh, be my guest, as they say. Let me hang them. Here, on the wall. Eh bien, what do you think?
Maybe I better not tell you. It could be just lucky I never saw them to begin with. I could have figured what's all the shooting about anyway.
Mm-hmm.
De gustibus non disputandum est. In matters of taste, there are no arguments. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But whatever your point of view, the Picassos were saved for posterity. One factor is beyond dispute. Their value in the marketplace and the story, which is in the main a true one, that happened last year in one of our major cities. I shall be back shortly.
We're going to stick our neck out and tell you something.
It's hard to mix with Arrow shirts.
And the reason is so simple.
America shirt maker is Arrow shirt.
America's shirt maker has done it again with what is probably the best shirt collar ever made. Arrow's patented custom collar, and only Arrow's got it. It's a whole inch wider at the bottom than the top, just like your neck is. It's adjustable by a full half inch, and it's got a special notch so the neck band doesn't show over your top.
America's shirt maker is Arrow shirt.
See why we're sticking our neck out. Stick your neck into an Arrow custom collar.
America's shirt maker.
If we're not already your shirt maker, we ought to be.
In all of our lives, there is at least one story which happened to us, or a close relative or friend, which is stranger than any fiction. As a storyteller, I love to collect these yarns and retell them for all our listeners. If, as you listen to Mystery Theater, you find any story strikes a chord or parallels something that happened to you, you're probably right. Reflect with Ecclesiastes 1:7. That which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Our cast included Bryna Rayburn, Court Benson, Russell Horton, and Ian Martin. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
You can't wait to take charge here, can you, Victor?
Father!
Well, I'm not dead and gone yet. See to your guests. I have an important matter to attend to. If you will forgive me, gentlemen, I'll see you at dinner.
Let me help you to your room,
Father. Leave me alone, Victor. I'll manage to stay alive without your help.
Oh, dear. Feisty old gentleman, isn't it?
Quite changed since I saw him last. I wonder what he's afraid of.
He did have a strange look.
Did you notice his walking stick, Watson?
Walking stick?
Yes, had a rather unusual brass club head.
Nothing unusual about that, Holmes.
True, but if you were to examine this one a bit more closely, you will find that Sir James has taken pains to bore the head and pour lead into the hole to make it a formidable weapon.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Follows on WBBM Chicago. This past winter broke all kinds of records, most snow, prolonged cold, and ice storms. It also caused a record backlog in Cassidy Tire's giant warehouse. With not much business, there are plenty of Uniroyal tires, record numbers of tires now sacrificed for clearance. A warehouse sale so big that only Cassidy, Illinois' largest Uniroyal distributor, could handle it. Uniroyal black walls, white walls, steel-belted radials, polyesters, a mammoth selection of recreational van and truck tires, and for a limited time only, Uniroyal fast-track glass-belted white walls from $24. Uniroyal PR6 radial white walls with two belts of steel from $34.95. Acres more at all 10 Cassidy locations. Use your Visa or MasterCharge. Fast service, free mounting. See the Chicago papers for the location nearest you or call CA64395. CA64395. It's Cassidy Tire's giant warehouse sale on now.
CBS News. Richard Nixon finds an ally in Washington, a possible boost in his bid to keep his presidential papers out of public hands. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The Justice Department told a federal court Friday it agrees with Mr. Nixon's lawyers, who say regulations providing public access to the documents were adopted in an unconstitutional manner by Congress. Newsmen, among others, have been fighting for release of the Nixon material, and the legal battle will likely go on. This is expected to mean more delays before the Nixon material comes out in the open, if it ever does. President Carter met Friday with Robert Strauss, his newly named coordinator of administration anti-inflation policies. Strauss said his own efforts to hold down wages and prices will not include suggesting guidelines to companies and unions.
I think on the question of inflation, what we're going to do is what I've been discussing with the president. We're in for... this is not a home run kind of thing. This is not a headline thing. We're in for... the president is a determined, persistent, tenacious man, and this call, and I hope that as his spokesman in this area, that I can go about my responsibilities in a determined and persistent and tenacious way.
Strauss will be meeting with Mr. Carter over the weekend at Camp David, Maryland, where the president plans to be until Monday. Other White House officials and cabinet members will be there for an administration summit meeting on Sunday. The Carter people plan to take stock of where they stand in meeting their key goals for 1978. More news in a moment.
Amana 2 plus 2.5 energy-saving refrigerators are engineered to save energy above and beyond the present standards. In fact, Amana 2 plus 2.5 energy-saving refrigerators already exceed the rigorous 1979 California state minimum energy efficiency standards. How? Amana packs in more foam wall insulation than typical refrigerators, up to 2 inches around the refrigerator section, plus up to 2.5 inches around the zero-degree freezer where it's needed most. And Amana uses a seamless one-piece Insuliner and airtight MagnaSeal door gaskets to lock the cold in and the heat out, so the compressor doesn't have to run as often. That saves energy, and saving energy saves you money. And yet you needn't give up convenience features. Some FrioFrost models feature the Amana refrigerator within a refrigerator meat keeper with its own temperature control, adjustable cantilever shelves, and convertible storm or doors. Amana 2 plus 2.5 energy-saving refrigerators. The refrigerators you can buy today and afford to operate tomorrow.
About 50 students are occupying the office of the school president at Wesleyan University in Middletown, Connecticut. They say they'll stay there until the university considers divesting itself of stock in corporations doing business in South Africa because of that country's racial policies. Jack Payton, an assistant to the university president, says the protesters are demanding quick action.
The students would like instant divestiture, obviously. They think this is the way to bring about pressure on the South African government, and they'd like us to divest of all stocks in any corporation having any relationship whatsoever with the economy of South Africa.
Payton says Wesleyan University owns $30 to $40 million worth of stock in companies with interests in South Africa. There's a most abnormal situation with the firemen in Normal, Illinois. They've been on strike for nearly a month, and for the past 2 weeks, they've been serving a jail term for the walkout. The real irony is they're still fighting fires. Serving their time in shifts, the firemen spend 24 hours at the firehouse or answering alarms. Then it's back to the pokey for 24 hours. Normal fireman Jerry Swartz told CBS News sheriff's deputies are keeping an eye on them.
The judge ordered that two deputies be here at all times with us to maintain this posture here at the firehouse. They do follow us to fire scenes, and we also run a rescue squad out of the station, and they do follow us with the squad also.
The Civil Aeronautics Board may have opened the door for large-scale price wars by the airlines. The CAB has reversed a 4-year policy, announcing plans to ban fare increases and allow normal ticket prices to be cut as much as 50%. The CAB must first hold hearings to let interested parties be heard. Now this.
Hi, Harry. Long time no see.
Oh, hi, George.
Congratulations, you son of a gun.
What?
Buying a bottle of Lancer's Rosé, huh?
Oh, right.
What is it, a boy or girl?
What?
Come on, everybody knows people only buy Lancer's Rosé for special occasions. What's yours?
Oh, it's no occasion. Imagine I just enjoy the taste of Lancer's Rosé for dinner.
Ah, it's your birthday.
No.
Lancer's Rosé, let's see. It's you bowled a perfect game.
Really, there isn't any.
I guess, you'll let me know.
I don't have.
You inherited a bundle of bucks.
No, listen, Madge is waiting,
Your brother-in-law finally moved out.
We just want the Lancer's Rosé for dinner. that's...
You sure you guys didn't have a baby?
I told you. Yes, we did, yes.
Boy or girl?
Girl.
Aww.
Girls.
Two girls?
Three, four? Four girls.
Quadruplets?
Right, and I was up all night with them going coo and patty cake, and I'm tired and I gotta go.
Harry, I've been waiting. Oh, hello, George.
Hi, Madge. Harry was just telling me about the four girls who kept him up all night.
Madge, see, what happened is, George, Madge!
You don't need a special reason to enjoy a special taste. Lancer's Rosé Dinner Wine, imported by Hublin, Hartford, Connecticut.
It's been disclosed that Postmaster General William Bolger has promised not to halt the Saturday delivery of mail this year. A Postal Service Study Commission has proposed Monday through Friday delivery only as an economy move. But Representative Tom Corcoran, Republican of Illinois, made public a letter in which Bolger says he wants to find out if the public is willing to meet the cost of continued Saturday deliveries. In the meantime, Bolger pledged no action will be taken on possible elimination of Saturday service in 1978. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
Here's 78 on 78. News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
Good evening, everyone. It's 11:31 now. This is Alan Bickley on News Radio 78.